You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Julie Faulkner, co-founder and director of programs for Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, today we're just going to talk a little bit about Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center and the programs and services offered to the residents living in the Triangle area and beyond. So if you could talk to me for a moment or two here, Julie, exactly what is the Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center?
Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center is a private nonprofit organization whose singular goal and focus is to provide every single resource that caregivers need to deliver care to the people that they love, both professional and family caregivers, and in a timely manner and a relevant manner and comprehensive and without ever saying no to them. Okay. So we're a one-stop show.
Okay. So private nonprofit in the area then, as you mentioned. What exactly, how would you define as the Caregiver Support Center what a caregiver is? We've heard so many different people talk about caregivers in so many different ways on this show. What exactly is a caregiver?
And there are many definitions. I actually look at them in Guiding Lights as two categories of caregivers, one of which is the family caregiver, that's a husband taking care of his wife, children taking care of their parents, a sister taking care of a brother, someone who is disabled or either acutely going to chronic or disabled on a chronic basis, and they're doing, in essence, all of the delivery of care. The second category of caregiver is professional. That's an individual or a group of individuals who have been trained to care for people in such a way that they, under specific orders, can do procedures and give a different delivery of care. This is usually a paid individual versus family who does not receive pay. So we generally work with those two categories of people.
So as far as professional caregivers then, so are you saying that your definition of a professional caregiver is just those that provide personal care, or could it be something beyond that?
Well, it is beyond that. They do provide personal care, but they are providing it on a trained basis. They have been educated on different levels, starting at a certified nurse A level, which is someone who is able to take care of a person's individual needs as they relate to what they do every day with their life. They're getting dressed and getting fed and being able to brush their teeth and take a bath, things of that nature. These people are wonderful people who, either in a facility through their capabilities or through an agency hired for their capabilities, are placed with people who need to have that kind of care delivery, who may not have families who are able to do that.
Okay, great. So getting back to the services that Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center provides, could you talk a little bit more about the programs and services that you provide to individuals in our community?
Absolutely. We do not do direct delivery of care, and that's important for people to understand. We do not come out to homes and facilities and staff and do the things that I just talked about. What we pride ourselves in is that we are familiar with all the best of resources that there are in the Triangle area, and that being Wake County, Durham County, Chatham County, Orange County. And when people call into us with so many desperate needs, as they do every single day, we are able to give them a list of all of the things, the agencies, the individual people, individual companies that they need to meet the needs the specific needs that they have to take care of their loved one or to take care of their client. We call that our referral service, and we have a wonderful lady whose name is Corliss, who is our referral specialist, and she is the individual to whom people will call and talk to about the things that they need, and she will line them up. We have over 200 vetted vendors with us. We do not give the names out of any vendors who have not been vetted and who have not been proven by us. So that's our primary, one of our primary pieces. That's obviously an educational piece. We do a specific training. We teach CPR. We teach advanced CPR in the center. We have a wonderful American Heart Association approved CPR instructor who teaches in the center as well as going out on site if there are facilities that have sufficient numbers or just for the convenience of having her come on site. We teach a dementia training, and that we have a live, integrated, very participatory training, eight-hour training that we do in the center itself. It is for professionals. It renders seven CEUs for all who take it. That training is broken down to 4 hours and is online in two capacities. It's online for a small fee for professional caregivers who need to have 4.5 CEUs and need to watch it and take the pretest and protest. We also have the same training for family caregivers who may take it free of charge online. They call the center and they get a promo code from Corliss and or Jamila, who is our program specialist who works in the afternoon, and they are able to go online and watch it for 48 hours. They can repeat aspects of it as many times as they want to in 48 hours or just continually repeat it in 48 hours in order to get the information that they need and want. We have seminars that we offer that vendors often teach or community members, for example, parenting, teaching children parenting, the reversal of what parents do for us as children. As our parents age, there are many things that change for them, and so we teach classes that say to people, these are what changes to look for, and here are the things that you can do to accommodate these changes.
We need to take a short break, so I'm here today with Julie Faulkner, co-founder and director of programs for Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center, and we are learning more about the programs and services that this nonprofit provides for our community, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I have the pleasure to be speaking with Julie Faulkner, the co-founder and director of programs for Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center. And Julie was just talking to us about some of the various different programs and services offered to family caregivers in the Triangle area and beyond from Guiding Lights. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you, Nicole.
So you had just left off talking about the different types of seminars and the availability of caregivers to speak with industry experts at no charge during the sharing suite times where they can have consultations at no charge and different experiences in their caregiving role at the center. I know that you do have a few other programs and services that you wanted to talk about, so I'll let you pick up where you left off.
Thank you. I would like to mention, since you're right there, a Caring Connections radio show, which Nicole hosts again, and these are wonderful interviews with people in the healthcare industry that have to do strictly with caregiving and answer so many questions, give so many resources, and are such a comfort to people. They air on Saturdays and Sundays, but they're also archived and on our website, which is www.guidinglightsnc.org. Like to say that several times for people. Our website is a wealth of information, and the homepage will direct you to multiple links that have to do specifically, again, with what we do. I'd like to talk a little bit about our skills lab. We are blessed to conduct a Nurse Aid 1 training program, which is a state-approved training program to teach individuals to become nursing assistants and enter the health profession at that level and hopefully onto a career path from there. And within this program, there is what is called a skills lab, and it is required by the state. It is that portion of the program that has all of the equipment that the state asks us to have. And one of the things that has been very beneficial from the utilization of this lab is that caregivers who are suddenly taking care of people that they love but find themselves not knowing how to perform certain procedures, even something as simple as a bed bath, simple to us in the profession, but not simple to people caring for their loved ones. And making a bed with someone isn't in it is not an easy thing to do. So that we allow them to come into the skills lab, and we have RNs that teach them the procedures that they need to be taught. Transferring is a very common procedure. It's very difficult for people to move someone from a chair to a bed or a bed to a wheelchair or various other types of transfers. And our RNs are extremely good at this. They teach in the NA1 program, and they spend very devoted time to family caregivers teaching them. We have had so many comments from families who have walked away feeling like they were able to do to give really good care, not just to do the basics, but to feel confident that they're doing things in a safe and healthy and correct manner. So we're very proud of the skills lab. It's also open to professionals who might want to practice before taking competency testing for the NA1 program. So it's a very useful piece of education and training for us in that capacity. Our NA1 training program is a 7-week program, 125 hours. It differs from many other programs in that we have some concentrated areas on caring for seniors. Part of our dementia training that was mentioned before is incorporated into our program. CPR is incorporated into our program. There's an increase in the amount of discussion on legal issues for NA1s, and we're very proud of that piece. We also integrate our practicum with our academics so that our students learn in class, and then they immediately go into the skills lab and are able to practice what they've learned. So it stays with them better, and they come out feeling more comfortable when they go on to practical settings such as our nursing home affiliations.
Great. Well, I actually have another question for you.
Sure.
How about, you know, there seems to be a lot of organizations popping up nowadays that are helping caregivers or loved ones of caregivers. What makes you different from any other agency that helps people in our community?
Well, we do have similarities, and people need to know that. We're not claiming to be the most unique organization in the world. But we are very comfortable that we are the most comprehensive resource center that there is in the Triangle area. We've even been approached by people outside the Triangle area and outside the state. And that's because we do vet all of our vendors. We are very careful about the people that we use. Our website is, it sounds like a strange description, but it's a totally honest website. The links are all also viable and vetted, and you will only get the best of information, the most accurate of information, and people to go to. We deal with individuals who like geriatric care managers, people who have proven themselves. We do surveys after we have given information to caregivers who have called. We do surveys to make sure that our vendors are doing what they are asked to do, and that our caregivers are getting everything that they asked for. That's a big differentiator for us, is that we don't turn anybody down. We will find an answer no matter where we have to go to get it. We will find an answer for what anyone's need is, and do that in a hopefully quickly responsive and totally honest and thorough manner.
Great. So what does this process look like for a caregiver who has a need? Do they have to come in? Do they have to call in? Do they have to email you? How does that work?
They can do as they choose. We are open. The center is open Monday through Friday from 10 until 5 and 9 until 12 on Saturdays by appointment. So they may come in. They may walk in. They can call and make an appointment to come in and spend time with our referral specialist. They can email Guiding Lights. Many people do that, and we will be happy to provide the answers that they're looking for by email. We'll do a listing of whatever the resources are or the names of individuals that are helpful to them. They can telephone call during those hours, anytime during those hours that they want to, and speak with Corliss as the referral specialist, or if there are specific issues that either Nicole or I can answer, they can speak to either one of us concerning those issues. So we're very available to people, easily available.
Wonderful. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Julie Faulkner, who is the co-founder and director of programs for Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I'm here today with Julie Faulkner, who is the co-founder and director of programs for Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Centers. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay, in the last couple of minutes we have here today, a couple more quick questions I had for you that I think will help the listening audience. Do caregivers have to be a certain age to receive help from Guiding Lights?
They do not. Obviously, we do not have children call in, and we actually do not do any direct relationship care with children. We deal primarily with adults, and they're the ones who make the calls, and we pride ourselves in working with seniors, working very close with seniors. So, no, they don't have to be a specific age. They can call in at any age and ask about anyone of any age.
Okay, great. And can they call more than once? I mean, is there, you know, you're talking about this as a free service. You know, are they able to call with multiple questions throughout their caregiving journey?
Absolutely. They can call as frequently as they need to. When they start this journey, they're actually not always sure what they're up against. And they'll start with us on the initial foundation basis, and lots of things will come up as they continue. And we're here every single time they need to call, be it once, be it a thousand times. We will answer those questions and help them achieve their goals.
Wonderful. And so if somebody wanted more information, how do they go ahead and get a hold of Guiding Lights?
They can call us at 919-371-2062. They can email Corliss. We go by our names and the website. So Corliss can be emailed at corliss@guidinglightsnc.org, julie@guidinglightsnc.org, nicole@guidinglightsnc.org, on and on through staff, and we'll get immediate responses from us. If my email has trouble sometimes, but there will be an immediate response as possible. They can write us if they want. They can, any way that there is a means for contact, they are welcome to do that.
And your website again, please?
www.guidinglightsnc.org.
Any parting words for caregivers listening today about their caregiving journey and what they're going through?
I think simply to tell them that, as representing the staff, which is you and I are the co-founders here, so we speak very strongly that this is a passion for us. Guiding Lights is not a job for a group of people, and it's not just an organization that answers the phone and gives out lists from folders. It's an organization that cares.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Julie, on this episode of Caring Connections. As always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a great day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.